Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. It's for you. It's to give you information you need to beat the insurance company on your injury claim. We've been doing this show for years. We do a variety of shows in the Denver area and in the mountain towns. We're glad to do it. On the eastern plains and up north and down south, we're glad to do it. People want the information. You know, the more we do the shows, the more we get calls. We get questions. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We try to cover a different injury subject each week. But I'll tell you what, if you just have a question on insurance coverages, or even if you haven't had an accident or an injury, and we hope you don't, if you haven't, people sometimes call us and ask us questions on deck pages. What kind of coverages? What does MedPay mean? What does UIM mean? What does it do for me? We're glad to answer those questions. Why? Why do we spend the time to do this? Because we want you educated. We want you in the right spot in case you have a tragedy. That's what insurance is about. That's what planning is about. That's what game plans are about. You know, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, and you're going to find all of our information there. It's an information-loaded website, all for you. All of our shows are there. The podcasts are there. We have 6 books that are free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books for free. Or if you want a hard copy of our books, any of our books, or all of the books, you can just call us at our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy free. So, you know, we try to cover a different injury subject this every week. We've been talking about how to hire an injury attorney, because nobody ever wants to talk about that. All you do is see TV ads, radio ads, hire me, hire us, we're the best. But what goes behind it? What happens behind the scenes? What happens behind the curtains? What do you really, really need to know? And how do you really pick a good injury attorney for you, for your case, to win? Well, I'll tell you what, if you've been listening to us all over the years, you understand you have to have strategies. We call it a legal game plan. We trademark protected the concept of legal game plan. You have to have a game plan for every facet, every part of your injury claim, every part of the accident, how the accident happened, the liability, the damages, your injuries, your losses, your pre-existing condition. All right, today we're talking about how to hire an injury attorney. We let off with the intake. You know, just to remind you, a lot of law firms, you don't meet with a licensed attorney. At Bell & Pollock, you do meet with a licensed attorney. So, Brad, we talked about before, we got to analyze the event with you. We got to go over that, we educated people on that. Now we're going to talk about the client, you, the injured person. You come in. What's important to you?
Yeah, and it's important to you because you are coming into the interview process or the intake process to meet with the attorney and determine what you want to do and what you don't want to do for a reason. Unfortunately, sometimes the attorneys in certain of the publications or the way they promote themselves is a way to try to get you in, to sign you up, and then they're going to worry about your case after they've gotten you signed up. And the lead in is a little bit concerning. And what I mean by that is for instance, when you're coming in, there's a lot of stuff that has to be looked at before somebody can start telling you what your case is worth. And there's a lot of stuff that has to be found out from the other side about the other side before somebody can tell you what your case is worth. So it's going to take. You're not going to be able to walk in and just get a specific statement. Here's what your case is worth. If somebody is telling you that, and when you walk into the interview process and you're immediately told, okay, before you walk out here, I'm going to tell you what your case is worth, you might want to think twice about what's happened because they don't know what the other side is going to say. They don't know what the insurance is on their side, and they don't know what the other side's position is. And so there could be some changes to the case entirely. And so a good attorney is going to take the information and then is going to find out what your case is worth by doing the necessary, what I call blood and sweat and tears, trying to make sure that you have a case and trying to make sure what kind of money is available in case and trying to make sure what's happened in your life and putting it all together. The other part of it is if you're really dealing with firms that have just paralegals or investigators, an investigator comes to your house and wants to sign you up, you might think twice about that. You want to be dealing with an attorney. You want to know who your attorney is. You want to look the attorney in the eye, and you want the attorney to look you in the eye and realize you're a real person, not just a file that has been dropped on their desk by somebody who came out and signed you up, or by somebody at the office who signed you up. You want to make sure that you've got some continuity with that firm through the attorney, and that you feel good about what's happened with regard to how the case is being brought into the firm. And so, and you want an attorney who can sit down and get some kind of experience and knowledge about you, because that's the person that they're supposed to be dealing with. And if it's just being a third person, okay, we'll dump the files on their desks. And, you know, we've had lawyers come to our office, Gary, who have said that, you know, they work at law firms and it's kind of a mill type law firm. And every day they just have a couple new files dropped on their desk. That there, here you go. Here's your client, and the attorney's never met with him. And the attorney's supposed to start working the file, having never met with him.
Right. And I want you to hear what Brad just said. I mean, we've had attorneys that have come to work for Bell and Pollock. They worked at other firms that said they were sick of it. They were tired of it. They went to work every morning and they were presented with a new file. They never met the person. Here's two files. Here's three files. You're going to handle these files today. Think about that. Think about these mills. Think about personal attention to you. Think about meeting your attorney. When you come to Bell & Pollock, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney. Also, we've had people that have fired other law firms and come to us. They don't get the service they want. The attorney doesn't seem to be interested in them. So that's the part of the interview. That's the part of the hiring process we're talking about today in this show. At Bell & Pollock, we ask questions about you. You meet with a licensed attorney. Wow, that's what it should happen. And by the way, what would be some of the questions? What would be important to you, right? I'm going to answer that in just a second, but you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We have offices in Denver. We have offices in Steamboat Springs. And we do cases all over the state of Colorado, when we have for over 30 years. Okay, so you're talking to an attorney. They should know about you. You know, what were your injuries that reported at the scene? That's an important question. Did you go to the emergency room? That's an important question. And when you're having this interchange with the attorneys, they're learning about you. You're learning about the attorney. That's what good attorneys do. Most people ask Brad and I, you know, what do you think my case is worth? And when we tell them the answer, they almost fall off their chair. And our usual answer is, we can't tell you at this point. We don't know. And that sounds like kind of a stupid answer from a very experienced attorney. But it's an honest answer. Because, look at it this way. If you're going to need surgery in your neck, that's a different valuation on your case, right? You can see that. If you're not going to need surgery on your neck, but you're going to have trigger point injections for 6 months, and then maybe they're going to end, that's a different value on the case, right? But sitting there at the interview, you don't know that. The attorney doesn't know that. So when they say, well, come to us, we're the TV attorneys, we're the attorneys, ask me what your case is worth. I want you to listen to what we're saying today. You know, so Brad, let's talk about some more things that we cover with the client. Very important, like their position in the car. How did they get injured? What happened at the scene? And all these related topics.
Right. And those are some of the things you want to know. For instance, when you start trying to determine what a case is worth and how you're going to deal with it, there are certain things you have to know about the client's injuries. And makes sense, doesn't it? We got to know about your injuries if we're going to be able to talk to you about what's gone on in your injuries, or what your case is worth, or what we're going to do in your case, or to put together your particular game plan. So what are we doing? We're sitting there and we're going to talk to you, and we're going to talk to you about certain important events that have gone on. We're going to talk to you about whether or not you're treating, and if you're incurring medical bills. And if you're going to be incurring medical bills, and if you're going to have medical expenses in the future, how much more treatment do you have? Did you go to get that treatment immediately by ambulance from the scene of the crash? Or did you go home and have somebody drive you to the emergency room? Or Did you have some other situation where you were dealing with how you got to the hospital? Did you go home and wait a few days and then call to get an appointment with your doctor? Did you wait a week? Did you wait a month? Did you wait 2 months? When the doctor saw you, did the doctor say, look, this injury has probably been caused, or these problems have been caused by the crash? Had you had a pre-existing? Had those injuries been there before? Have you ever had the same type of injury? How long ago was it? And when was your last treatment for it? Those are beginning questions that are going to be asked, because they're going to want to know about your injury. Some of the real important parts are going to be going back to some of the beginning parts and finding out exactly who you are and what you're about, to find out what might be your side and your damages. Now, just being able to determine your damages is probably next to impossible at the first meeting, because at the first meeting, hopefully it's happening within, well, Gary, wouldn't you want, you'd want that meeting to happen within a month of the
crash. At least a month, you know, maybe a week. It doesn't have to happen the same night or the next day, but soon you're going to be taken advantage of by the insurance company.
Now, for all of you sitting out there who've said, I had a crash a year ago and I never talked to a lawyer, and I don't have a lawyer, and now the insurance company is giving me problems, which would not surprise me. The insurance,
we hear that all the time.
Yeah, they're giving you problems now. After they told you they take care of you, they promise you don't need a lawyer. You know, they're not supposed to be saying that, but, oh, you don't need a lawyer and we'll take care of you and everything will be fine. And now you're realizing, well, that's not true. For all of you who are sitting out there and saying it, it's not too late. Give us a call. We can talk to you. We can help you. But, you know, so don't get upset and think, oh, it's too late.
Listen, we have over 30 years of experience. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains and on the western slope, you can call us at 970-870-8989, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again, and we've been doing it ever since. Brad and I have tried cases all over the state of Colorado, and if you can't come to us, we will come to you. We've done cases in jury trials in Sterling, Pueblo, Steamboat Springs, Durango, up in Fort Collins, and in between. It doesn't matter. If you've been injured in a trauma, a bicycle accident, a car accident, a truck accident, a motorcycle accident, if you've been injured on somebody's land, premises liability, you can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And now, so far we've been talking about what, you know, when you come in to hire an injury attorney, what is the interchange? What should the attorney be asking you? They should be asking you about your injuries. But why? Ask yourself the question. Stop what you're doing right now and ask yourself the question, why? Why is Gary and why is Brad going through these questions, these areas? Did you go to the emergency room? Did you go in an ambulance? Did you go to the doctor later? When did you go to the doctor? What were your injuries and symptoms at the scene? What were they later? Did they get worse after the adrenaline wore off? They usually do. What are they? Do you have neck pain? Do you have numbness? Do you have tingling down your arms, down your legs? Do you have low back pain? Did you have a pre-existing condition? Why? Why? do we think it's so important attorneys ask these questions in the initial interview? Because, and listen to this very carefully, that's exactly how the insurance company is going to attack your injury claim. And if we know, and we do know for over 30 years of experience how they're going to attack your injury claim, then wouldn't it be best for you, the client, the injured person, and your family, if we were asking those questions of you to get the information so we know how the attack's going to come? And therefore, then we can give you a legal strategy, a legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, download our free book. Any of them are free, but we have a book called Legal Game Plan. Okay, Brad, let's talk about medical care. We also ask you about medical care. What doctors have you been seeing? What have they said? Did you have any diagnostics? Let's go through that because it's so, so important, because that's how the insurance companies are going to attack the case.
Sure. The doctors you see are very important, and how and whether or not they even know how to treat your injuries are very important. Now, the first question that's going to come up is how can you pay for the doctor, and what doctors are you seeing? Are you seeing them through some kind of network? Are you seeing through, for instance, Kaiser or Blue Cross Blue Shield or United Health? And are you seeing them through an employee, an employer medical plan? And if you're seeing them, are they experienced with these kind of injuries? Are they experienced with trauma-related events, with traumatic events? That's what we call it when you've been hit by a car or there's been a crash. It's a trauma-related event. It's the result of a trauma, and it's a trauma-related injury. And the question is, does the doctor know much or is experienced with that kind of situation? Or is the doctor somebody who deals with disease and onset of injury of medical conditions that aren't related to a trauma-related injury? You're going to want to make sure that the doctor understands what happened, and a lot of times you're going to go back through the process to let the doctor know how you feel and what's happening. The doctor's got to get paid. You've got to know how to pay the doctor. You've got to know whether that's going to come from your med pay, whether it's going to come from maybe some kind of a health plan that you've got, health insurance, or is it going to be on a lien basis? You've got to know if you're going to be under Medicare or Medicaid and what's going to apply to you particularly in a given event. So the very doctor you choose could be an important decision. Normally, you're going to have the ability to go to your PCP, and your PCP may be required. It may be important for the PCP to send you to a specialist and to refer you out. And that's another thing you've got to make sure that you've got a PCP who is attentive, who cares, who wants to be involved in your case, and who understands all these doctors. All the doctors have to understand that because this is from a crash, and because you want to be fully compensated, they may have to get involved with the lawyers. They may have to get involved in the legal side of the case. A lot of doctors don't want to do that. Plain and simple. They don't want to do that. They're not going to be cooperative. They don't want to help. They don't want to work with the lawyers. And those doctors are fine. There's nothing wrong with them except for they're not then suited. That's not their area to be in. And they're not suited to be dealing with a crash that may involve some kind of legal proceeding.
Right. And so it's important that we know and that we cover with you the kind of doctors and treatment that you're receiving, your symptoms, because we already understand this. We understand the medicine. Wouldn't it be important for your attorneys to understand the medicine? Maybe you have an lantoaxial injury in your neck. Maybe you've got retrolisthesis in your neck, the cervical part of your spine, or in the lumbar part of your spine. Maybe you have anterolisthesis. What do those mean? How do they relate to your case? They're very important. What does your future medical treatment look like? Are you going to have fusion surgery? Are you going to have trigger point injections? Are you going to be a candidate for transforaminal epidural steroid injections? You see how important this is? So it's not just meeting with an intake person from an attorney's office, here, sign our papers, and you hire us. That's not what it is. The details are what it is. The details, knowing the medicine, knowing your injury. Did you ever have a pre-existing condition? Yes, I had surgery in my neck before. Is your case over with? No. Does it need to be analyzed? Yes. How? If you had neck surgery before and you had a fusion surgery and maybe it was a two-level fusion and you had plates and screws and hardware put in your neck, what happened to the hardware? Do you have a new injury at the disc above or the disc below syndrome? Do you have a new injury at those discs? Do you have a new neurological event? Do you now have different tingling and numbness down your legs or your arms? Where's it coming from? What's the pain generator? We're just touching the surface with you. On an initial interview, we're telling you how to hire an injury attorney. We're giving you the details. We're giving you a flavor of what it would be like to talk to an attorney who actually cares about you and your family. So, Brad, let's talk just a little bit about, you know, when you talk to the client, how has this injury affected you? Because insurance companies never believe it. They always attack it. And if you say, well, I can't ride my bike anymore, or I can't play with my kids, or I can't play with my grandchildren anymore, and that's very important to me, they say, well, it's no big deal. That's huge. It's huge if you've been impaired or prohibited or prevented from doing something that you love to do.
Sure. And once again, we're talking about medical management. And that's the beginning part, medical management, because there's a couple of questions. Are you not doing it because you can't do it, because it hurts to do, because there's too much pain? Are you not doing it because the injury itself keeps you from doing it? Are you not doing it because it might cause additional injury and you don't want that to happen? Are you not doing it because you're afraid of the pain? Are you not doing it because the doctor has told you not to do it? And why would a doctor necessarily tell you, you cannot return to work, or you can return to work, or how you're supposed to be dealing with going to and from work and or to and from a particular activity? These are all questions that have to be dealt with once again on the part of the attorney learning the client's injuries. I mean, once again, if you've gone to a meeting and the attorney isn't doing something to find out in the medical management what you can and can't do as a result of your injuries, then they're not dealing with the medical management. They're not dealing with learning about your injuries, because somebody can walk in and say, my arm hurts, or my back hurts, or my leg hurts, and maybe it doesn't affect anything they do in their life. Maybe it doesn't mean anything, or then again, maybe it means a whole lot. The attorney has to talk to you about that and find out what exactly it involves. One of the things the attorney really should be doing is in this face-to-face conversation and being able to look in your eyes is find out, well, you know, what do you like to do? Well, first of all, what are the details of your job? Is your job sitting at a desk? Is your job one where you could stand up if you got some kind of modifications made? Is your job one where you're having to do manufacturing and it takes more physical? Is it construction where it's even more physical? What exactly are and is the condition that's going on, or the manner and method by which you carry out your life? And then, as Gary said, what are the things you want to do in life? When you get home at night, do you get dinner and sit down and watch TV and spend most of your evenings watching TV? When you want to take your spouse out or go out with somebody or go do something, is it mainly going to a movie? Or are you one of those persons who says, what I do is I go to volleyball and I play volleyball, and now I can't play my volleyball because of my injury? Once again, it's medical management. It blends into how it affects you in life, but it's medical management as far as what you can and can't do. And a lot of times the doctor will say, try it. Do as much as you can, and now you have to start paying attention to your own injuries as far as whether they get worse, and as far as whether the pain gets worse, and as far as whether or not the injuries will allow you to do the item.
Right, and it blends into your injuries, it blends into your case, it blends into and morphs into your legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. We will help you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them. to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do this show to help you and to give you the information you need to fight the insurance company who's trying to beat and defeat and mitigate your injury claim. We're talking about how to hire an attorney. We're giving you a flavor. We've just scratched the surface, but we've also covered a lot of details in today's show and in our past two shows. We've done a three-part series on how to hire an attorney. I can't tell you how many people come in our office and say, well, yes, I do. I've been injured. Yes, I do work all day. And the insurance company says, well, if you work all day, what's your problem? Well, the problem is when I go home, I can't do anything. The problem is I struggle through work. The problem is I can't do my work. My performance is deteriorating. All these things are very, very important. So when you're looking at hiring an attorney, you need to get one that's going to care about you, that's going to go through the details. And so, Brad, let's just kind of sum up what the people need to know about hiring an attorney, what we've covered in the first three shows, because it's very, very important.
Well, we've summed up that you have an intake process that should be done with an attorney. I don't think it should be done with anybody else. Don't get sucked into running in to see the attorney because the attorney tells you he's going to tell you what your case is worth. It's going to take more than just an initial meeting. Don't get sucked into where they've sucked you in just to be able to sign you up. They've given you a lead to make you want to come in to sign you up rather than to deal with your case. And once they sign you up, they've done it under what may be misleading or pretenses, or at least pretenses that you didn't understand. And when you get in there, you've got to sit down and talk to the attorney about what's going on, about the events, how it happened, and now your injuries.
Right. And you have to have attorneys that care. You can call us anytime, Bell & Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. Bell & Pollock, champions of the people for a reason. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do only injury cases, have for years. In fact, for over 25 years. An accident is just another ordinary event for the insurance company, but it's anything but ordinary for you. Don't get hurt twice in the same accident. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. The insurance company has its own lawyers, its own doctors. Who do you have? Champions of the People, Bell & Pollock. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's right, championsofthepeople.com. For a reason, we'll help you.